To a lot of people, surely including some of us, the doctrine of the Trinity seems remote, abstract, the work of some ancient committee of Greeks thinking philosophical thoughts that no one else could follow. Let me offer a small alternative to that approach. In fact, the doctrine of the Trinity grew right out of Scripture. Is it an effort to figure God out and shrink God to human ideas? In fact, if you study the process, it's the opposite of that. We can't understand God, not fully. And the doctrine of the Trinity is in part intended to keep us from thinking we can. But above all, it is a witness to the God we encounter in Jesus, the God we encounter when we worship the one we do not understand. And it is not abstract or some sort of remote theory. It is as close to us as the wonder of creation around us and the forgiveness and healing our broken world needs and the love we long for in our deepest hearts. For us, it starts in the Creed. We believe in one God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. God is the creator, source of everything that is good. This morning, we have heard the first of the Bible's two stories of creation, in which God creates all things out of nothing, including creating us. And step by step, God calls creation good. Its beauty, awe, and wonder shine out to all people who pay heed. But the sheer abyss of light and darkness of God's own essential being, which we can never grasp but can love and adore, the sheer reality of God, the God who is incomparable, who is good beyond measure, whose goodness is reflected in every side of the creation that God calls good. That God is what we fragile mortals call God the Father, the Creator, the source of everything. And that makes a difference to us. For example, we are in God's image, and that makes us sub-creators. Human creativity can be glorious. I think, myself, of the paintings of Monet and Mozart's piano concertos. You'll have your own places in which the glory of creation shines forth, human creation. Our glorious creativity arises from God's endless creativity because we are children of the Creator. But sadly, we also know that God's creation is broken. Too many things happen that are not good, from earthquakes in Turkey to diseases and dementia here. Shot through creation is a fissure of darkness that is not divine. And not all human creations are good. Think of the anti-Semitic art of the Nazi regime in Germany. Creative, brilliant, and foul, polluting God's creation, attacking God's own people. So when it comes to humankind, that brokenness of creation takes a turn into what Scripture and the tradition call sin. We struggle so with our own inadequacy, brokenness, sinfulness, and that leads us to the second person of the Trinity, Jesus, the Son of God, the Word or Wisdom of God, God made human in Jesus. Jesus encountered people who knew beyond doubt that they were broken and sinners. Tax collectors, prostitutes, demoniacs enslaved to evil. Now we know one thing about God beyond doubt. Only God can forgive and heal sin. Only God. But Jesus himself did forgive sin, repaired brokenness, loved into new life those who needed him the most. Jesus reveals the God who will pay any price to reconcile those who know they need nothing short of God. Jesus is the God who saves, redeems, forgives, all the way to the cross. And what comes from that is our call to forgive those who have harmed us. Jesus taught that way of love and forgiveness unequivocally. And yet, even in our sometimes losing struggles to forgive, we yet may be forgiven, for God's forgiveness in Jesus cannot be conquered by human sin. And the creed goes on. We believe in the Holy Spirit. In Jesus, we know that God is love. St. Augustine taught us to recognize the Holy Spirit as the endless love between the Father and the Son, the infinite love of the Father for Jesus, the Son of God, and the love that the Son of God, incarnate of Jesus, utterly returns to the Father. Infinite love, which itself is the person of the Holy Spirit. You know love in a myriad of ways. Excuse me. Perhaps you had parents who loved you. Perhaps you have friends whose love is of a different kind, but love nonetheless. Perhaps a spouse whose faithful love through better or worse has helped you be a better, fuller, kinder, more loving person yourself. But every mystic in our tradition would tell you that those loves come from a deeper source, from the love of God, the God who loves unconditionally and infinitely and without end, loves you and me and all people, the river of love from which all our human wells of love are filled. That love is the Holy Spirit, who proceeds from the Father's love through the Son's love, God's love eternally and to us today, the third person. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, three persons in one God, each in relation to each other, and by mercy in relation to us. Three persons who, transcending our understanding utterly, are yet one God. That is the God we worship every time Christians turn our minds to the divine. There's nothing abstract or theoretical about God. The triune God is real. The ground of all reality, God the Creator. The fountain of our redemption, Jesus Christ. Infinite love in person, the Holy Spirit. The one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, whom we worship this day, to whom be all honor, praise, dominion, and glory forever and ever. Amen.